know you. It's a major difference.
Is that? Torahway, Northwest London, Chof Ches Shvat, 19th of February, Rav Yechiel Feinerschlitter, Mishloach Monos Le'Evyonim, Umatonos Lerei Ehu. This week's Torahway has been sponsored by Family Friedlander, Lichwei Simchas HaNesuin Shel Shua Friedlander with Yudit Erlanger, Shetskaim that will be Bisumato Mazatov on Wednesday, Miyaz Hashem Yerotzoin, Sheyizku Livnos Ba'esnem on Be'Yisrael, L'Shem Velisilo.
I was warned by a friend this week. Yesterday was Parshas Shkolim, and this week is Parshas Truma. And as you know, I have the chus to live now in Eretz Yisrael. So if you come here with all these three factors and you're going to speak about Matanos Le'Avyonim, you should anticipate a very low turnout. So first of all, I want to, anyone who's apprehensive, there will be no appeals here. There's plenty what to appeal for, but I'm not the shliach to make these appeals. There's a story about somebody who came here for fundraising, and he was trying to locate a certain person, and he was very, very difficult to get hold of. He was told, if you daven in this minyan, and he davens this minyan, he sits in this place, do an ambush, stand behind him, and he won't be able to get away. Kacha, he came and he saw this gvir standing there. So he stood behind him. The gvir schmecked. He knew he had a good sense of smell. He knew that there was somebody trying to apprehend him. So he davened the shmones and never seemed to be ending. So the behind the Muslim Mushulach, he said, when there's Davin Shmonesi, he said, V'sein zachotoyv l'chol aboitchim shim chol b'yemes. So Gvir, he, a minute later, he returned, V'li Yerushalayim ilcho b'rachamim toshiv. So anyway, as I said, this is not going to be in any way an appeal. We are going to speak about Matanos Le'Avyonim, and if anyone noticed, the title seems to be a typo. Or possibly somebody was choshish, maybe I was holding by Adul Yoda. The title is Dafka reversed, Matonis le Ish Le'Ehu, and Mishloach Monos Le'Avyonim. The reason why I chose that title is because there is a very large overlap between the two mitzvahs, and we'll see they're not necessarily the same mitzvah. And not only is there an overlap, there's sometimes a lot of confusion in the two mitzvahs, and it can impact the level of which we are mekayim the mitzvah. On the other hand, there is a demarcation line between the two mitzvahs. Matanos Le'Avyonim is a shveris sugya because of many things. First of all, bichlal, to find an evyon today, Baruch Hashem, it's not an easy thing. They say the mice about this brisker, he meets his friends in Purim and Shalayim, he says, Velvela, you look very, very worried, what's the problem? So he says, I haven't managed yet to find an Evian. So he says, maybe you know one. He says, I'll tell you the truth, I do. But frankly, I'm not going to tell you because I'm keeping him for next year. In the Pasuk, Megillah, I noticed something yesterday when I was preparing this year. I didn't see that anyone speaks about it, but L'chaira is also maybe indicative of our subject today. The first of all, we have to understand all the mitzvahs which are given in the Megillah, they're not midaraisa, nor are they midrabanan. It's somewhere in the middle. It's midivrei sofrim, it's anshei kenesis hagdola. So we'll see if that's going to make any nafka mina on these things. The first pasuk says Al Kain, Ha Yehudim, Ha Prozim, Ha Yoshvim Bori, Ha Prozis, Oisim, Yom Arba, Osa, Lachodish, Azda, Simcho, Mishta, Yom Tov, Ubishleach, Monois, Ish, Lireu. That's what it says in the first pasuk. Not a word mentioned about Matanas Levyonim. Three psukim later, the pasuk says, Nepach, Lehem, Yogel, Simcho, Me'evel, Yom Tov, Lassis, Oisim, Yom Mishta, Le Simcho, Mishleach, Monois, Ish, Lireu, and two new words. Matanas Levyonim. Matanas Levyonim was not mentioned. I have not seen anyone speak about it. Why? But there's obviously something here which needs a bio. The second pointer to this potential confusion is the Mogen Avraham. There's a machloikis, let's put it like this, a machloikis, when a person makes the balkari, makes the shechionu. So, is he supposed to be mechavin? Is he supposed to be mechavin? Is he supposed to be mechavin to Sudas Purim? Besides Kriyas Megillah, that's the main one.
Not in the morning.
Sorry, in the morning. Kriyas Megillah, Mishlach, Monez Ishtahayu, Matanus Devenim, Sudas Purim. The Maestro, Matanus Devenim, as we'll see, not everyone's maskim. Matanas Levyonim, you need to make a shechion on it because certain mitzvahs you don't require kavanah for. We have to see if you do require kavanah for Matanas Levyonim. We have a very simple solution. The Balei Kriya today they say should be mechaven for Kriyas Megillah and mitzvahs Hayoyim. This way it's an elegant way of avoiding the chilukei des. Let's read the lashon of the Mogen Avraham. Morgan Avraham says, "V'yechaven on the midst of Shechionu, v'yechaven bebirchas Shechionu, gamken al mishloach monos v'seudas Purim, sheheim gamken mitzvos." And the Morgan Avraham noticeably does not mention a word about Matanas Levyonim. Means so the Morgan Avraham clearly comes out that mitzvahs. Mitzvahs Matanas Levyonim is not on the same level as the other mitzvahs. Bichlal, you can ask a chakira, what is Matanas Levyonim? Is it a mitzvah of Purim? It is a mitzvah of Purim because it's clearly written. Or is it a separate mitzvah of tzedakah which Anshei Knesset HaGdola were mesaken a timing for it? They said the best time for giving tzedakah is on Purim. There's a big nafka mina whether we say it's tzedakah or if we say it's part of Simchas Purim. The nafka mina will be how much he has to give. We'll see in a minute why. If the inyan is to be mesameach, it can't be mesameach an evyan with a pruta. If the inyan is tzedakah, so you can give for tzedakah a mashu. Also, nafka mina of the Prichodish says an oni is bichal potter from Matanas Levyonim. Why? Because he's an Evyon and it's mitzvah tzedakah. An Evyon is part of mitzvah tzedakah. There's a shaylef, the Gemara speaks about they switched around Seudas. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim if the kavana was to switch Seudas in for Mishloach Manos or Seudas Purim or whether it was taken from Matanas Levyonim as well. But the Prichodish nimped on that there's no mitzvah of Matanas Levyonim for an Evyon himself to give. Fine. The lashon of the Rambam. I have a Rambam here somewhere. Yeah. Right, this one is good. The Lashon of the Rambam is as follows. Mutav l'adam l'harbeis b'matonis evyonim l'harbeis b'sudosoi. Over Mishtach Manas Re'ev. Giving Suda and gifts of food to your friends, promote friendship is good, it's important, but Matanas Evyonim is more important. Why? Says the Rambam, She'ein Sham Simcha Gdola Mufares Ela Lesameach Lev Aniim V'Yesoimim V'Almanas V'Gerim. I don't know why he puts in Yisoyim Amonis V'Gerim. Okay, Mestama, they're also Nitzachim, and they've also got the Din of Anim. Shem Sameach Leiv Amlolim Ha'elu Doime L'Shchino Shinema L'Achayis Ruach Shvalim U'L'Achayis Leiv Nitkoim. Says the Rambam, that clearly it comes out that the mitzvah of Matanas Devyonim is a mitzvah of Simchas Purim. Therefore, the mitzvah is to give to everyone on Purim. We'll see if several nafkah minutes to see how much time we have for it. That's the Shitas HaRambam. There are Shitas who hold Faket. They hold the festival, the Mechabe himself. You see, he makes a separate simon. Tof Reish Tadi Dalad is Hilchus Matonas Levyonim. And Tof Reish Tadi Hel is Mitzvahs Mishloach Monos and Sudas Purim. Why did he have to put it in two separate simon? In Vaisteis, that the mitzvah of Matanas Levyonim is not on the same level, that it's not the ik is not to be misameach. Of course, that's one of the reasons why they were misaken, but it's a din of tztaka. We have to say very clearly, there shouldn't be any confusion. Even though it has a din of tztaka, it's clearly it's not a regular din of tztaka. Why? Because Hilchot tztaka appears in Yeridea, not in Erechaim. So it's a Purim din of tztaka. Somebody quoted to me from the sefer called Ratzke Tzvi, excellent sefer, the Loshen that Reb Yoshe Be'er said in his name of his grandfather, Reb Chaim. He said, I'm not sure if he means it to be a pshara, but that's how I see it. He says, Matanas Levyonim hu chiyuv musuyam litin tzedakah b'yom HaPurim. He's saying that it has to be, you know, like a Matanas Levyonim has to be on the same level as Mishloach Monos, but there's b'chol zot the nafka minutes. It's a tzedakah d'kadin, but maybe it's mitam simcha. So we've got the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says clearly that it's the din of simcha, even though the Rambam itself is a shtickle shver. Because the Rambam, a few halachas earlier, he says that all the mitzvahs of Purim you can't do earlier. There's one exception. If on the days when they leaned, remember they used to lean certain days, not on Yud Dalet, on the day of the Shuk, they leaned Megillah. So the Rambam says you can't do any mitzvahs of Purim on that day, except for Matanas Levyonim. So why can you do Matanas Levyonim if there's no Inyan to be misamech? The shtickle, the chayyah, there are two things in Rambam, shtickle astira. I'm not sure how to be miyashiv astira. Val kolponim, that's the mashmos of the Rambam, that it's midin simcha. And you've got the other ishainim, the Shibuli Aleket, and others, they say very clearly that the mitzvah is, it's tzedakah d'kadin. So there's going to be several nafkaminas. The Shibuli Aleket, when he says that it's midin tzedakah, he says Mois Purim ein kitzva kol mash yirtza ish teniten pnei shu tzedakah. Tzedakah kol echad v'echad lifi einu atzeva. Give what you want. That's tzedakah. You can give a mashu kol apeshit yad. Interesting lashon of the Ritva on the Yerushalmi is kol apeshit yad, even to give to a goy. I'm not quite sure how that works. And we know that the goy takes also from the kupa, the kupa ta'ir, wherever it is, because mshum eva, we don't want to make the goy upset. That, it looks like racial discrimination if we say that the money available for... We have this shayla very often, even in Irgunim and in Hatzolah. There's a shayla, one of the last shaylas they asked from Moshe Feinstein. They had Irgun Hatzolah, which is meant primarily for Shalom Lerleinu. We'd be very happy if they'd be busy only with Umas Oilam. But in any case, as a shayla, can you come be Michal Shabbos for Musaylam? And Mishum Eva, he was Mati, and certainly funny. We can't go into all the difference. It wasn't a blanket, it wasn't an open check. Anyway, Al Koponim Lerzoli in Yoneinu. Mishlech, according to Shibuli Aleket, the din of giving tztaka, the din of giving Matanas Levyonim, it's not a din of simcha, it's a din of tztaka. Which happens, Chazal were misaken it for to kill two birds in one stone, if you like, to also be mesameach the Evin. You've got mesameach everyone. But being mesameach Evin with Matanis Levinim is a din dafka, the Loshna, the Targum, is dafka a din in giving money or shove kesef. Because if you go to an Evian and you give him a prutah, he's not going to be very happy. But if you go to the Evian and give him a prutah and you tell him a very good joke and he laughs, you haven't been Mekai Matonis Levyonim. According to the Shittas, that the Matonis Levyonim is Midin Simchas Purim. If it's Midin Tzokah, so give him a prutah. So the Shaila, which is brought up by the Poskim, I think we discussed something Me'enze in the past, about checks. What is a check? As I said, the checks in England say pay account pay only, and in Eretz Yisrael also the last few years also says la mutav bilvad. You can't endorse it, but if the check is open, it's not written in, so theoretically you can give it to whoever you want. They used to say about the checks mekablin dein min dein for omrin kadosh b'shmei meroimo, but the cholzot, a check does have some kind of monetary value. So you do, anyone who ever heard Sheik Loli in Panavish of Shach for years and years and years. He was very into shtoros. That was his thing. And he used to have the Shir Kloli still on the notice and the thing. Yom Shlishi Shir Kloli Morono Shishiva Beinyan Shtoros. Usually no Marmakom, which is Beinyan Shtoros. And we could never know what was going to come out. Anyway, one of his famous kashas was the Gemara in Baba Kama says there's no din of kefel if you steal a shtar from somebody. Because it's not gufei momen. If a person steals something from somebody and he's caught, there's a din of kefel. But it has to be dafka something which is either kesef or shove kesef. Sorry? Oh, so you said shove kesef. That was Orav Shechas, Baruch Shikivanta. He says, why isn't it shove kesef? A check is shove kesef. It's not something, it's not cash, true, but it also has a value. So why can't you be the goyver kefel from the ganav if he steals a check? Lamai nafkamina. The Paskim speak about on Purim, Lachzor L'inyon Einu, on Purim, if you give a check to somebody. Well, let's first start with Mishloach Monos. It shouldn't be Mekapeach Mishloach Monos. It's a very common problem. A person gives Mishloach Monos to his best friend. He leaves the basket, he knocks on the door, no answer. So he leaves the basket outside the door, and on it he writes, from family Cohen, Mishloach Monos. What happened? Meanwhile, till the Balabos comes home, he came home, there were two problems. He came home, it was after Nacht. Now, the Midine Momenus was already, his chotzer was already koine, it belonged to him. But that's not the point. Mishloach Monos Ishtere Ehu, the purpose is to be Mesameachim when on Purim. The time factor is crucial. So if you're Mesameachim and his simcha only clocks in at Tzeis HaKachovim, so you've got a problem. There's another problem, pathetic, when you put on the thing from family koine, if you don't stick it properly and it falls. So the person, he opens his door and he sees his beautiful Mishloach Monos. He says, who is it from? Doesn't he? He goes and digs and he sees at the bottom a note to dear family Cohen from family Levi. But he didn't get it from family Levi. Family Cohen wasn't Yotzeh his with their Mishloach Monos if the Mekabel Lechera, if the Mekabel doesn't know who he got it from. Anyway, so there's a lot of... Huh? So the Shaila Ishli Re'ehu, that's the Shaila. You may be right, you may not be right, because the person, it could be that there is the things to be Marbe Re'ehu Shalom. We were not on such good terms, we had a bit of a dispute this year, like now. So Purim, you'll give me Mishloach Monos, so I'll forgive you, right? If I'll get it without knowing who it's from, you haven't achieved. But you're right, you could be right. But in any case, but Matanis Levyonim, we want something Dafka Faket. You don't want the Evian to know who he got the money from. The highest form of tzedakah is always Matan Besesa. So, but there's a different shaila though, with a check. The Evian has to receive his money on Purim. If he doesn't receive it on Purim, there's an interesting shaila, I just mentioned it, Derech Agav. It's brought B'Shem Reb Shlomo Zalman, the Sefer Halichas Shlomo, and one has to know, Halichas Shlomo is not what Shlomo Zalman wrote. It's what his Talmidim thought he said. And there's one thing which came up positive that was misunderstood. It's written in the name of Reb Shlomo Zalman, somebody who's an Oni, the Evyon, in the beginning of Purim. And then during the course of Purim, he becomes a wealthy man. Well, wealthy is thing. So it was written, B'Shem Reb Shlomo Zalman, you can still carry on giving him as a Kilo is an Evyon. Now that cannot be possible at face value. somebody in the morning, he was an Evin of the night in the morning, Niftachu Arubis HaShemayim, and they informed him that he won the national lottery, you can't be Mekamed Av. It's not like the din of Yud Dalet and Tesvav. A person's status is determined at a certain line. If it's Alois HaShachar and Yud Dalet, then we decide he's a Yud Dalet, he's a Ben Krach, a Ben Ir, fine. But with an Evin, if a person who was an Evin and he became Ois Evin, that you can give him Mishnah Monis. What would happen if Faket? A person went to bed and he was comfortable. Middle of the night, Le'aleinu, his house was cleared out, got burgled, and he hasn't got a penny to his name. You can't be Mekayim Matonis Le'aleinu with such a person? Of course you can. What Reb Shlomo Zalman meant, Lichayu, was there's lots of Irgunim who take on to give, they have lists, they go to the filter and see who's a suitable candidate to receive from the various chronists which exist. So what he said is you don't have to be Choshish. Evian, Pliny Almoni, he received already from one or two or three different chronists, and his matzav has improved. And it could be now, theoretically, that he wouldn't, with the amount he has in his bank or in his pocket, he wouldn't qualify for a thing. But because he was an Evian, we will retain his status as an Evian. Otherwise, it's impossible. You can't go around to every Evian and ask him, have you made it yet? Have you already received enough money? You're going to be in Vayashim, and that's not the way to do things. You have to go to there. If an Evian is established as an Evian, we'll leave him as an Evian. Kolzman, we don't know, something substantially different. Anyway, let's get back to our thread. The person gives a check, and the check, there's a few possibilities. The check can be dated for today, but if Purim, let's say Purim would fall on Sunday, you give an oni a check on Sunday, the banks are closed, what can you do with it? Can't do anything with it. Or if you give the oni a check, which is Dachui, which is post-dated in English, and for American audience, it's a head check. I think that's what they call it. It's a later date. Now, if I give it to the Oni, the Evin today, the check, he can't cash it. The boss, Shaili is, said he can cash it. But why can't he receive this check? It has a value. Would you not pay £900 to me for a check, my check, let's say my check was good, I'm not sure, for a check of £1,000, so you'll wait a day or two to cash it, but it has a value, l'chaira, of £900. It doesn't have its face value. It's a very stark akasha, because a lot of the places, as I say, even Rav Eliashiv comes out, l'chaira, with a maskana, that a check which is post-dated, or you can't cash it for any reason, he says, even though it will have a value in a few days' time, he says, you can't be yotzei matanos levenim with it. It's a very, very shver halacha. Sorry?
Same thing. If you give the voucher, it's
awesome. It might be the same thing, might not be. I don't know. The voucher seems to be a very trade.
You should not give a check.
Should not give vouchers. Anyway, okay. So what is the reason? So I had an einfall, and I'll share it with you. Maybe if somebody thinks I'm wrong, I'm very happy to learn otherwise. There's a din of Bal Tolin. An assay and a lace assay. A assay of Biyomi Titin Schorah, and the Possum speak. To give a person I employ, a person, I have to pay him on the first of the month. I have to give him his salary of £2,000. If I give it to him on the first of the month, when the bank is closed, I'm over on Bal Tolin. Why am I over on Bal Tolin? The check has a value. Take it to a changer, to David's Lahit. There's lots of things you can do with the check. Why does the check not have, like Rav Shachar, something? It has a value. Sorry?
No.
If it doesn't, if it's open check, I'm saying.
Open,
an open check. We're talking about an open check. Why am I not Yotze? If I give you, here in England, I'll give you a $100 bill. What can you do with it today? You can't go into a shop and buy anything with it. You have to go to change it. Why does it not have a value? You said it's not worth 100% of the value. It's worth 95% of the value. So I had this Einfall.
That means you still have Bal Tolin on the 10%.
Oh. Zokta Bianco is Boch Shikivanti Ledascho. That there's Bal Tolin on the percent, but you can't. You're going to lose in it. The check is for £1,000, and I can only get for it £950. So there's Bal Tolin and £50. Bal Tolin and Ochmer. Not only is there Bal Tolin and £50, could be there's Bal Tolin and the whole amount. Why?
Why is it Bal Tolin of the £50?
What?
Why is it Bal Tolin?
Because I can't do anything. I need to be received. I have Yom Titin Schor. My schar is to receive cash. Today it's not. It's a Mechila Mirosh. You can accept a check. It's a different thing, but it could be it's even on the whole 100%. Why? Because if I get the check today for £1,000, so I've got a choice. I can cash it today for £950, or I can wait 3 days, and then I'll get £1,000. Now, I'm not going to lose £50 so quickly. So it'll come out that I, by choice, will not wanted to cash the check because I don't want it today because I want to receive my full 100% of the value of the check. If that's the case, then the Baal Tanim will be on the whole amount. It could be it's the same thing, Mamish, with the Svara. It could be the whole thing. What you now? Let's go back to our Chakira. If we say that Maton and Slave Yoinim is a din in Stoka, and give Mashu, you do with it what you want. I've given you Stoka, and it could be I'm here with a check. The Poskim I'm a super because it could be it's a din in Simchas Purim. My Simchas Purim is impacted because I wanted very much to take this check and to cash it today. And because of financial constraints, I make a chesed, it's not kedai for me, but my simcha is somewhat, it's not 100%. We'll go on to one more shayla, because that was supposed to be the focus of our simcha, we're running out of time. And this is a shayla, which is an extremely interesting shayla. What happens if, and I'm using the word deliberately, killing two birds in one stone, which is disrespectful. Because, we'll see in a minute, if I want to give, I know a certain person, he's an oni, and not only he's an oni, he's also my friend. I'm allowed to have friends who are oni him. So I've got a big bottle of wine and some very, very fancy, I don't know what, cake. So I go to him and I give it to him for Mishloach Monis Ishler Ehu. And also Matana said, I don't tell him that. Can I be Yoitza, both mitzvahs, with one Maisa? What do you say? Sorry?
If you stipulate.
Who do you have to stipulate to? I'm not going to tell the Ovin Hetzchai, I'm giving this Jew, not only as a friend, but also as a pauper. And you're not going to say that to him.
You can sell it the same day.
Sorry?
Of course you can sell it, you can get the money with the same day.
Cash.
Cash or food?
I give him a big basket. It's lined with $100 bills, £100 bills, £50 bills, and also you can also give Derech Agav Matana Slovenian, but it doesn't have to be Dafke money. It has to be Shove Kesef. Yeah. If I give him a bottle of wine and it's worth a lot of money, even a prut or whatever, and I give him also a plate of fresh hot schnitzels. Can I be Yotzer? Can I not be Yotzer?
If you put the money in the definitely.
No money. Wine, Shove Kesef. Can I be Yotzer with one Nesina, both mitzvahs?
You mentioned that they're mentioned in two separate simonim in Shulchan Aruch.
Correct.
Which is much more than the two separate mitzvahs.
According to those poskim, the Rishonim, we learn that it's one mitzvah. The Rambam is much more Simchas Purim. Why did the Mechaber put it in two? Maybe the Chabbos Chaylik on. We won't get into that now, I haven't got time for that, but you're right. If you hold that it's two different things, so can you do it or can you not do it in one thing? The kasha is asked by none other than the Turi Evin. You know who the Turi Evin was?
Shagasari.
Huh?
Shagasari.
Taris Evin, Shagasari, very good. The Turi Evin asked the kasha, and he leaves it, Rabbi Kinegif leaves it as Tzorich Irm, and the Mishnah, and the Bebe Alocha brings it. Tzorich Irm, can you or can't you? Is that an option to give Matanas Levinu and Mishlach Monas in one Nesina? So ask Akash on that. What's a Dover Poshit? Why should there be a problem in it? We have a klal.
Chavilas.
We have a klal. Baruch Shekivanto, Ledas, Ksav Sefer, and yourself. There's a klal, Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas. You're doing chavilas, doing both the two mitzvahs at once, and that's why I use that disrespectful phrase. I didn't call it multitasking, I called it killing two birds in one stone. Can you or can't you? Now, the Turi Evin says some very interesting mahalach. He says you probably could, maybe you could, that's not machriya, but he says it could be there's a din, so you need three ball players. You need every number one, every number two, and a friend. So you have to give to three separate people. That's the nature, that is the mitzvah, shetov chom. That's what he says there. Say that. But the Tzav Sefer asks the question, why isn't it poshut a problem of, I know he said mitzvahs chavilas. I'm combining two things, I'm multitasking. So what's the problem with doing mitzvahs chavilas? We have a lot of different opinions. The Rishonim, we'll be mekata, the Rambam, in the Lashon of the Rambam, in Hilchas Shabbos, there is talking about a person finishes Birchas Hamozin. It's Yontov, let's say it's Friday, and it can happen on Shavuos. Let's say he finishes the Suda on Friday, he's got a Chiv Birchas Hamozin Doraisa, and he's got a Chiv of Kiddush on Leil Yontov Doraisa. So you do, says the Rambam, you should make on two separate cases. One case for Birchas HaMazon, and one case for thought of about Priyah Gofen, but also one case for Kiddush Hayom. Kiddush Hayom, according to Rabbi Kivakes, Kiddush Hayom is never the, for a man, is never the Raisa because you say it in Shmanesa, but the Chassam Seif says you're Mechavan in Shmanesa not to be Yotze Kiddush Hayom. It's a separate issue. But if a person is has two Chiyuvim, one of Kiddush and one of Birchas HaMazon, he has to make it in two separate cases. Why? The Lashon of the Rambam is the Nira Olav Kemasoi. Why does can you not do, what's wrong with doing two things together? Because by taking two mitzvahs in one mitzvah and trying to patter zichot from the other one, it's a certain disrespect. It's like it's a burden to do two mitzvahs. Oh, I found a solution, a practical solution. I'll do it. That is the lashon of the Rambam. There's a tosfos. One tosfos says the same. There's another lashon of tosfos is because the other lashon of the tosfos is. All right, well, we can't go into that, but in any case, that's what the Rambam learns pshat, that it's a din of masoi, it's a burden. It's enough for us for our purposes now. So if a person gives matonis levinu mishlech once in one thing, maybe it looks like a burden. Problem is, not a problem. The answer is why that's not a thing. It's because there's lots of different tellings which we have to know before we start asking, because we have to know that Shagas Aryeh also knew about in Mitzvahs Chavilus. And if you ask the question, Mustama, he had a good reason for not incorporating that in his pshat. But b'cholder, b'kvega, b'leit mitat tzorichim. So the Lashon of the Rambam is that... Rambam is mechadish something which the Migdalos is medayik, is we'll see in a minute, not everyone is masking that. Migdalos is medayik, the Rambam, the whole din of Ein Eise Mitzvahs Chavilos is dafka if both mitzvahs are deraisa. You're putting two mitzvahs deraisa, trying to get rid of them in one stone, that's disrespectful. But if both of them are drabonon, we can't go into all the shittas, but there's lots of shittas, but alkoponim, there are plenty of shittas that say that there's not shayach here, for one reason or another. Chavilis. First of all, it's bidivri seferin. It could also be another thing that you need, that the chiyuv should be a mitzvah chiyuvis, not mitzvah kiyumis. Tzedakah, I've got a shtaka tzad to say that tzedakah could be a mitzvah kiyumis. If a person doesn't have a house, he's not mechuyv to build it to make a maika. If a person doesn't have midin Torah, doesn't have a beged of arba kamfos, he's not mechuyv. So a person, there's no evyon. So he has to start creating an evyon, to look for an evyon. Tzedakah is a mitzvah kiyumis. If you have it, call up peshit yad, somebody who needs it, is a nitzach, then you've got a mitzvah. I'm not sure that a person's mechuyv, like the two guys in Brisk. I'm not sure if he's mechuyv to look for maybe matanis levyon, the special din of being mesameach, if you learn it to the din. But if it's a din in tzedakah, mechates, you have to. So it could be a lot of reasons why you don't say no, it's mitzvah chabilis chabilis. If one is another, then osameach, who's got a pshat that if you can do something, also Mech says, if you can do something, al yidei shaliach, that's the one of the Gemara's talked about, where we're based in, they can do two bimaratzeret, nirtzaim, and also to bimashke to soitus, lots of things where Basin says you can do it. So why is there no problem there of mitzvahs? The Rosh Mech says, a klal, something which can be done, al yidei shaliach, that in itself, if the Torah permits you to do Dalei Shlech, means the Torah is not relegating, but it's allowing you, doesn't consider it. Two people, if you do it in one go, that it's considered disrespectful, and it's not a masa, it's not a burden. L'chaira, it's the same thing, in Qatar they added on 10 minutes each time. In Qatar they added on each time 10 minutes. Stoppage time. No, we'll be the same. Chas v'sholem, we don't want to be... just to be mashlim the tshuva on if a person can give, why it's not a problem. Why it's not a problem of matanis levinim? If we take our original chakira, if the shaila if matanis levinim is a din tzedaka, or it's a din of mesameach bepurim, so lechera you can also use that as a nafkimina. If you can or can't give a check, if you're giving the check to the person boi bayoim and he can't cash the check boi bayoim, or this case over here now, a person wants to give both things in one go. So it could be that itself was the suffix of the Turi-Evim. If you say Eino Yisem Mitzvahs Chavilis Chavilis, then you can't do it. Why would you say Eino Yisem Mitzvahs? Because both of them are, there's another Shitta, both of them are Drabonon. It could be that the Turi-Evim had a suffix. Maybe you do say it's Chavilis Chavilis, even when both are Drabonon. It's one of the Shittas, that it's a Sefer. Then they'll have a problem to give it to Mongo. So it could be that itself, the Kufa was his Shaila. And it could be also Shaila was, you can only have that Shaila if you categorize the mitzvah of thing as a mitzvah of Simchas Purim, but not a mitzvah of Tzedakah. Because if it's a mitzvah of Tzedakah and thing, maybe at least you can do them together. That's like two different things. Now, just want to ask for 30 seconds, just to learn a Mishnah with you together. Rabbi Hanania ben Nikash Omer, Rotsa Hakadosh Baruch Hu
Zakeis
Yisrael, the Fikach, he will enter.